I want to welcome you again as we are continuing in our sermon series called Witnesses. And we are looking at the lives of a number of people who were witnesses to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and exploring how those experiences impacted their lives, and then also considering how their experiences may impact our own lives and our own understanding. So last week we looked at the disciple Thomas, and we talked about his doubts. You know, he has the nickname Doubting Thomas because he had doubts and questions about the resurrection of Jesus. And then we also talked about how God was able to use Thomas in spite of those doubts and questions. And we're encouraged that when we have questions and doubts, God can still use us and work through us in spite of that. Today we're going to be looking at the disciple Peter. Although Peter was not his given name was Simon. He was Simon, son of John. But Jesus gave him the nickname Peter, and that is an important part of his story, and we'll be looking at the significance of that as we chat together this morning. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.
He was an ordinary fisherman who heard an extraordinary call. He wasn't rich or educated, but familiar with hard work. He was quick-tempered and impetuous, but possessed a passion that would change the world. He left everything to follow his teacher, yet struggled with doubt and fear. Jesus saw in him what others did not, a rock on which to build his church. Join us as we explore Simon Peter.
That's the introductory video clip from an Adam Hamilton Bible study called Simon Peter, Flawed but Faithful Disciple. And I will be drawing heavily on the book that he wrote as I share this message this morning. I found it to be really insightful and really helpful, and I encourage you to look at it as well. Of all of the disciples, we probably know more about Simon Peter than almost any of them. He is mentioned by name in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 120 times. In all four of the Gospels, it is Simon and his brother Andrew who are the first disciples called by Jesus. So they are the ones who have been with him the longest. And Luke tells us that the call from Jesus to Simon came after Simon had been out fishing all night. Jesus has been teaching by the lakeside, and he asked Simon if he can get into Simon's boat. And Simon had been fishing all night. I imagine he was probably tired and ready to go rest. But he allows Jesus to get into the boat. And after Jesus is done teaching, he tells Simon to take the boat out a little bit deeper and then to cast the net on the other side of the boat. And when he casts the net on the other side of the boat, he pulls in a miraculous amount of fish. When that happens, he falls down on his knees and he calls out to Jesus and says, Lord, go away from me, for I am unworthy. But evidently, Jesus saw something in Simon that others did not. And he calls to him and invites him to come along so that he can fish people. John's gospel tells us that the very first time Simon encountered Jesus, Jesus gave him the nickname Peter. Actually, the word in scripture is Cephas, which means rock. But the Latin form of rock is Petros, like petroglyphs. So we have Anglicanized it to the name Peter. And did Jesus simply nickname him Rocky because he was, you know, this burly, muscular guy who had spent his whole life hauling in heavy nets of fish, and maybe he had broad shoulders and strong arms? It's possible. But I think there was a deeper reason for that nickname. I think Jesus saw something in Simon that others did not yet see. I think Jesus saw in Simon the potential to become a bold leader upon which Christ's church could rest and expand. I will say that as Peter answered the call, he had what I would call a mercurial apprenticeship. He was hot and cold. He was up and down. He was sometimes spot on and sometimes way off the mark. He spoke boldly, and there were times whenever he spoke boldly and spoke with great power. There is the time that he says, and he is the first one to say this, that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus says to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." He made a bold declaration, and Jesus praised his boldness in speaking. But then just a few verses later, Jesus is talking to Peter and the rest of the disciples and telling them that Jesus must suffer and die and be raised from the dead. And Peter rebukes Jesus. And Jesus, in turn, rebukes Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for your eyes are not set on the things of God, but they are set on human things." He speaks boldly, and sometimes he hits the mark and nails it. "You are the Son of the living God." And sometimes he speaks boldly, and he misses the mark by a mile. There are times whenever he acts courageously. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when the soldiers come to arrest Jesus, Scripture tells us that it was Peter who took out his sword and cut off the ear of one of them who were attacking. Jesus is healed that ear, but he acted swiftly to protect the one that he loved. And I think it took tremendous courage after Jesus was arrested and led away for Peter to follow him into the courtyard, because he knows that he too is in danger of being arrested. But then when people confront him and say, "Surely you were with this man, surely you know him because you are a Galilean," what does Peter do? Denies him. Not once, not twice, but three times. He spoke boldly and missed the mark. He spoke boldly and nailed it. He acted with cowardice, and he acted with courage. And yet, I believe Jesus saw something in Simon Peter that others did not. He saw his potential to become a bold leader for the future of the church. So then we come to the gospel lesson for today. I think it's curious that this is after the death and resurrection of Jesus, and Jesus has already appeared to the disciples two times. First, in the upper room on the day of the resurrection when all of the doors were locked, but Thomas wasn't with them. And then next, a week later, when they are gathered together in the upper room, and Thomas is with them. They have seen the risen Christ twice. And what do? They go back fishing to their old lives and their old ways, to what was familiar and comfortable to them. And so they are out fishing all night and they don't catch anything. And Jesus is standing on the lakeside and he tells them to cast the net on the other side of the boat. And they haul in a miraculous catch of fish. And I'm sure the light bulb went off. This is what happened at the lakeside when we were first called. This must be Jesus. And so Peter jumps out of the boat into the sea and makes his way to Jesus. And the scripture doesn't say this, but I imagine that there was a part of Peter that felt ashamed. That there was a part of Peter that felt ashamed that he had denied knowing Jesus. There was a part of Peter that felt ashamed that he wasn't there at the cross when Jesus was being crucified. Maybe there's a part of Peter that's ashamed that he has turned away from a life of discipleship and gone back to a life of fishing. And yet I think Jesus sees something in Peter that others do not see. And so three times Jesus asks Peter, Simon, do you love me? Three opportunities for Peter to be restored to counterweight the three times that Peter denied him. I think Jesus saw something in Simon that others did not. And what Jesus saw in Simon is borne out in what we read in the book of Acts. Because in the book of Acts, we hear how Peter preached boldly, even though he was ordered by the authorities not to do so. Even when he was arrested, even when he was beaten, he continued to preach boldly and proclaim the message of the risen Christ. And Peter performed amazing miracles, healing a man who was lame, restoring a man who was paralyzed, and bringing back to life a woman who had died. He acted courageously. He spoke boldly. And it was Peter who made the initial moves to take the message of the risen Christ beyond the Jewish community and into the world of the Gentiles so that you and I could receive the good news of Jesus Christ. I think Peter lived up to his nickname. He was bold, he was courageous, he was a rock for the early church. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons I believe church is so important. Because I think part of what we are about in the church is to look at one another and see in one another things that maybe we don't see in ourselves. To help people live up to the potential that God has placed in their hearts and in their lives. To allow them to grow into the people God has created them to be, and in doing so, to help build up the kingdom of God and the life of the community of faith. And so, I have seen people who would never have imagined they could teach Sunday school. And yet somebody else sees in them the ability to do that, and they begin to grow in their potential to be what God has created them to be, and others are blessed by what they can do. I have known people who would have been terrified to perform music in a worship service. And yet, the church has encouraged them to grow and live up to their potential to be the people God created them to be. And when they do that, the church is blessed and the kingdom of God is enlarged. I have seen people hesitant about becoming leaders of a particular ministry area And yet the church has encouraged them to do that. And when they step up in faith, they grow. And the church is blessed. Because part of the work of the church is to see in one another what we may not see in ourselves. Now, the truth is, like Peter, there are going to be times whenever we try something new, we step out in faith, and we stumble and we fail. At a seminar we were at, not this past week, but the week before, they talked about like taking spaghetti and throwing it at the wall and seeing what sticks, right? And it doesn't always stick, and sometimes things don't work, but there is grace, and that's okay. But when things do work, when the feeding program blossoms, when the firewood ministry takes off, even though the preacher said, no, we need to have rules and regulations and guidelines before we put anything in place, and God says, no, we just need to go do this. When the small group continues to step out in faith and grow in fellowship and community, when the Saturday kickball takes off and is a wonderful success, that builds up the church and it builds up the kingdom, because part of the work of the church is helping people to see in themselves what they might not otherwise see. I think that's the witness that we can take away from Simon Peter, that Jesus saw in Peter something that nobody else saw and Peter probably didn't see in himself. But because Jesus saw it and Peter grew into it, he became rocky, the rock on which the church was built. And I think that can happen with us too. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we thank you so much for the witness of Simon Peter, in whom Jesus saw something that others did not. Help us to look at one another with those same kinds of eyes, that we too might help build up your church and your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.